This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And we return to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus talking about some great places today on Travel World. One of them was where I was just a few months ago in the month of July, and a city that's fully on the rebound and better than ever. And we're talking today with Andrea Thornton, the Director of Sales and Marketing at a beautiful French Quarter property, the Hotel Montalone. Welcome to Travel World, Andrea.
Thank you.
A beautiful, beautiful hotel. Couldn't ask for better. And really has a charm and an ambiance that you don't get in many of today's modern day hotels.
That's right. Well, you know, it's a historic and literary landmark. It's been in the Montalone family for four generations. And next year we'll be celebrating our 125th anniversary.
And but of course, everything is like up to date. I don't want people to think, "Oh, here's an old hotel and it's falling apart."
No. We went through a $70 million renovation. It took 3 years. We completed it right before Hurricane Katrina, but we didn't have any rising water in the hotel. We did have some damage with, you know, windows and wind, that type of thing. So it's all been put back the way it's and better than it was. And it's just really, really exciting in New Orleans right now. It started right after Super Bowl, and I think it's from all the great national publicity we got and people really getting to see that the city, all the main parts of the city were back 100% and infrastructure was back. And it really kept going. And then for the opening football game, which I know they had a huge audience, it was the first home game for the season for anybody, which was because it was on a Thursday. You know, once again, we got that wonderful coverage, and we are actually back to pre-Katrina levels as far as business occupancy and rates and everything. So we are very, very tickled.
And of course, people, you did have a bit of an effect when people thought, oh no, you don't want to go to New Orleans because of Gulf of Mexico and the BP oil spill, but they didn't realize that this is like 100 miles inland, and
right,
you're not right on the Gulf. And you really have to visit New Orleans and see that this is a city that is better than pre-Katrina.
It absolutely is. I mean, we had you know, we had some problems before Katrina, and it just kind of exacerbated it. And like for education, our education system is so much better off. It's still not where we want it, but it's making such progress. And there's so many other wonderful modern things. And the people from all over the country and all over the world have really, especially the younger people, have come and see it as an opportunity to put their entrepreneurship to work or just come down and make a difference, you know. So that's been fabulous.
It's a city that I've been many times going back 20 years, and I never get tired of going to New Orleans. So if somebody says, oh, I've already been there, no, you come back and you'll always find a new restaurant, a new store, a new street to explore.
Yeah, we have more restaurants now than we had before Katrina. We have like 1,300 restaurants, and I think we had 900 before Katrina. So that's all in the, you know, the downtown, well, the New Orleans area, you know. So it's amazing.
When I stepped out of the front door of the hotel, I couldn't go maybe two feet in either direction, and I found a great restaurant. So probably within a 5-10 minute walk, there's literally hundreds that one can choose from in all price ranges, and even. You know, you get a po' boy sandwich, that'll last you for a good half day.
Absolutely. And
very generous.
Some of those New Orleans breakfasts will last you till dinner, too.
Oh, boy, yes. I went to Brendan's for breakfast, and I didn't need any lunch that day.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Some of the appeals, especially the French Quarter, I mean, it's such a charming place. Myself, I've been there, you know, twice in the last 5 years. And, you know, it's one of the nice things is sitting up on the balconies in the French Quarter, just watching the people go by.
Absolutely. And you can do that not only in balconies, but there's so many bars that, you know, open up into the streets and restaurants that you can sit on the street to so it you can watch the ships actually go up the river too. So that's exciting.
Well, it's kind of neat because sometimes you see them going at a level almost higher perceptibly than where you're
exactly
at.
That's exactly right. I mean, we are, yeah, it does seem weird, especially if you're in front of Jackson Square. That's exactly where they really are higher, and it's odd, but that's our levees. We have those for protection.
It's not just, Mardi Gras either. I mean, New Orleans, any time of year that you go there, there's always something happy going on.
Well, we've got so many festivals coming up. Actually, tomorrow they are building the biggest king cake around the Superdome. So everybody's invited at lunchtime to come have king cake, but it's going to go in Guinness Book of Records as being the largest king cake ever. The end of October, we have what they call Voodoo Fest, which is similar to Jazz Fest. Except it's a lot of the alternative music and that type of thing, but it's more of the rock, et cetera. But that goes on Halloween weekend. And then Halloween weekend we have, they have Boo at the Zoo for the children, and then they have a huge Halloween parade that they just started that about 3 years ago. And at our hotel, the Monteleon, we've got the Anne Rice the Undead Convention, which makes it could be interesting. It's witches and vampires and all of this. You know, it's become so popular with these new TV shows that are on.
Well, that's, you know, festivals bring life to a city, and it shows the rejuvenation. New Orleans is a city that likes to party, loves its food, loves its entertainment.
Exactly.
And your hotel puts you right in the center of it. I did not have to walk, as I say, more than a block or two to find anything that I really wanted to see and do.
Well, it's true. You really do not need to rent a car in New Orleans. So that's you certainly save that, and you save your parking, because it's more of a hindrance than anything else. If you want to go to the Garden District, you hop on the streetcar and go. And if you want to go to, and that's another area, great improvement. They're really expanding our streetcars. Pretty soon we'll be able to go all the way to the New Orleans Museum of Art and a lot of places we never could go by streetcar before. You know, and it's a fun and different type of experience for people that haven't been exposed to them. You know,
it's part of the traditional charm, and you picture the streetcar and that sort of olive green paint scheme. Although they have some of the newer ones that came on, I think they're more maroon in color. And
right.
it gets you transpose yourself as if it was the 1930s, the 1940s, and you
exactly.
Step back in time and you walk through the streets that go back to the 1700s and early 1800s, and this is a city with so much distinctiveness, culture, and charm as compared to so many others.
Absolutely.
From my room, I looked out and I could see the whole crescent shape of the river, where the city gets its Crescent City moniker. And I looked out over the rooftops, and the room was so beautiful. I think I could have probably had around 20 people in my room. This is, again, a property that you want to go to when you're going with on a romantic weekend getaway or a special occasion. Because I walked in the first one, said, "Oh, hey, nice room," and then opened another door, and boy, the whole sitting area opened up. And when you take one of your corner suites, this is something to treat yourself to.
Absolutely. Well, we do a lot of wedding groups. Some of them have their ceremonies and receptions at our hotel. Others have ceremony right there at St. Louis Cathedral in Jackson Square, and then they second line over to the hotel. I mean, on any given weekend, we have about 10 bridal parties, you know. Of course, like I said, they're not all having their events at the hotel, but they're staying there, and they have so much fun. A lot of the events are held on the rooftop where our pool and fitness center are, but also there's two rooms there that meeting rooms that are banquet rooms that look over the river, the same view you just described right there at the crescent of the river. And it's so nice because people can look out, especially if they've just arrived in New Orleans, and can really almost do like a tour from that area to see, okay, I'm, you know, four blocks from the river, I'm one block from Bourbon Street, et cetera. So it's a nice welcome.
Now, if people want more information, what is your website? What is your 800 telephone number?
Sure. The 800 number is 800-535-9595. And our website is www.hotelmonteleone.com.
And I could certainly recommend, you talked about the pool, and that was a nice, refreshing end of the day to be able to go up to the rooftop and just relax. That's something that a lot of hotels in New Orleans don't have. So that added to the charm. Andrea Thornton, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your hospitality this summertime.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, and come back soon.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Radio, by satellite.